Hi. This week the question is, what does the church mean to God? Let me begin by asking another question. Why are some undevoted and uninterested in the church? Many will not come and investigate. Many are baptized, but they quit. Many are lukewarm. They don't come faithfully. What causes this? One cause is simply that people do not understand what the church is. Some think the church is a building. They seek after the best building in town. Some think that the church is one among many. In other words, they seek out their favorite one, the one that will please them the most. And some view the church as something that you need in an emergency, sort of like a parachute. I hope they don't need it, but if they do, there it is. If we could see the church as God sees the church, people would flock to the church. People would be devout and devoted. And let me try to explain to you God's viewpoint of the church. Do you realize that the church was in God's eternal plans? That's right. I want you to listen. God made the world so that He could make the church. He created man so that He could make the church. He destroyed the world with a flood, but saved Noah so that he could eventually have the church. He raised up Israel and protected Israel so that one day he could have the church. He brought John into the world to prepare for the arrival of the church. Jesus was brought into the world to die for the church. The Lord loves the church. He cares for the church. The church is His constant love and concern. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will." The church, according to this, is in God's eternal plans. The devil tried to keep God from fulfilling those plans. He tried to destroy the baby Jesus so there would be no church. Revelation 12, verses 1 through 4. He crucified Jesus, thinking He could stop it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Nothing was going to stop God from fulfilling His plans. And so, to emphasize this point, God's plans were to have a church, and nothing was going to stop Him. To help men understand His plans and His love for the church, God had Moses erect a tabernacle in the wilderness. This tabernacle was built out of the finest material that Israel had. It was built by craftsmen whose hands were guided by the Holy Spirit. Exodus 31, verses 1 through 3. It was erected in the very center of the camp, providing the most protection possible. This tabernacle was only temporary, however. It was a forerunner of the temple in Jerusalem. But God didn't want to wait until people got settled into the land of Canaan, so He had the tabernacle made. God chose Solomon to build the temple. David made abundant preparations of gold. He had 270 metric tons saved up for the temple. 1 Chronicles 29, verses 4 through 7. He had 585 metric tons of silver, 610 metric tons of bronze, 3,450 metric tons of iron, and He had precious stones and jewels in abundance. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 2. It took Solomon 7 years to build the temple. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 38. 30,000 woodcutters. 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. 70,000 burden bearers. 80,000 stone cutters. 3,300 overseers. There was a total of 180,000 83,300 workers working for 7 years. After it was built, the glory of God filled the temple, and the priests could not stay inside because of the glory of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. The amazing thing is that God did not dwell in that temple. In Acts chapter 7, verse 47 and 48, the Bible says, Solomon built him a house. However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands. In Acts chapter 17, verse 24, God, who made the world and everything in it, since He is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Now, why did God go to all that trouble and all that expense to build a temple that He doesn't even dwell in? The answer is because the temple was a symbol of the church. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says Jesus is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected and not man. In verse 5, the Bible says that old tabernacle and old temple serve as the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain." Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, with no spaces between the words. There you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.